local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And welcome back for hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, we are local, we are dependable, and at least based off that intro there, I thought we sounded cool. Austin Price here in the studio with you, with Chris Bryan, of course. Let's see, we got a few minutes to work with here before we get our first quick check of the roads and weather. And Chris, you got your paper in your hand, you got a look of authority. It looks like you had something to say. What's up,
man? Chip's coming in. It's 5:30 this afternoon. Yes. 5:35, actually.
Yeah, we've got a loaded hour here with FSU tickets at 5:30 and Chip Simmons at 5:35.
And when you look at the top headline news, if you will, this has got to rank right up there. It's about violence at high school football games this fall.
Yeah.
Got to stop. Not tolerated. Chip's going to talk all about it today. 5:35. He's going to say exactly what's going to happen.
Right.
So 92.3. There's where you got to be, 5:35 this afternoon.
And you do. We talked about it last hour because we've been, of course, promoting the interview. And, yeah, I mean, this is stuff we talked about earlier this week. It's ridiculous. There's no justification for this. Kids that aren't even at the school fighting at a place where, first of all, you shouldn't be fighting, period. But especially at a place where there are families and kids, and you shouldn't be fighting at a school that ain't even your own. I mean, I'm not, you know,
listen,
implementer on fighting.
When
but come
you're
on.
Talking like this, it just, my mind goes to the riots at college campuses.
Right.
Because you're saying exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
Most of the people protesting are not from that college.
They're not even students, right.
They're on the payroll of somebody. I'm not going to say who it is, but they're on the payroll. They're not even students of those schools.
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous. And at that point, it's like, man, find something to do. All right. Let's
constructively.
See. Oh, yes. Yes. Find something better to do.
Yeah, right.
That's a good point there. All right. Just before traffic and weather here, the U.S. trying to ensure that the U.S.-China relationship remains stable for President Biden's replacement in January. That's why National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is meeting with the Chinese president in Beijing. Sullivan said the meeting is to help ensure economic competition between the nations doesn't veer into conflict or confrontation. Speaking of playing nice and doing good things with your time, that sounds like a pretty positive way to keep things tight between the U.S. and China.
National Hurricane Center boys talked to him this afternoon down in Miami. Dennis Felkin out there. Basically updating me, confirming an area of disturbed weather will move over the Western Gulf this weekend or possibly early next week. The system is nothing to really be overly concerned about. It will be monitored over the next couple of days. That system is moving slowly with no determined landfall target. Tropical wave action in the Atlantic is not showing any signs of development. So, and when I say the tropical wave, we've been following this one in the Caribbean, the one that's going to take the right turn and go up the East Coast,
right.
Of the U.S. East Coast. So we're watching that one. They're saying be concerned about that one once it crosses the Bahamas in about 10 days. Right now, crickets. Gulf looks great.
Excellent. All right. Well, it's good that you mentioned that, and it's good that you mentioned that at the time that you did, because as I'm speaking, we just hit 5:15, so just in time for our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, we had several issues throughout hour one. Hour two does have some problems, so we'll go ahead and get started right away here. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, still giving us some backup. Same with the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Be on the lookout for that. We had some backups on Blue Angel Parkway. If you were traveling northbound towards Highway 98, we have since gotten confirmation that that was an accident, so be on the lookout for that area there. And we've since had backups developing on Highway 29, that's Pensacola Boulevard, if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Outside of that, your biggest problems are going to be on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach, and Highway 90, that's Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, we've got Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum going on the scene. He is on the scene for us here on standby. What's going on, Alan?
We'll continue to see a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm as we head right on into Friday, as well as into the Labor Day holiday weekend. Each day, the rain chance is really around 40%. Not all day rain, just a chance for a shower or storm to pop up. Warm and humid, too, with highs mainly in the low 90s. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Yeah, we were... I don't want to lose good sight into the FSU football program. The first game here, kind of a anomaly.
This is not the end of the world yet.
My son Harry just notified me, told me he won $88 off that game.
Yeah.
Well,
what was up.
Well, obviously he did. Put the tantrums on hold in Tallahassee with the college football playoffs expanding to 12 games. There's your breathing room on this one. Anything's possible when it comes to the rankings. New format, new math means the opening defeat to Georgia Tech potentially is less damaging than most fans thought. You know, after that game, you thought the world had ended.
Right.
Just remind you that they got a good team and a lot more football to be played here. ESPN updated its football power index rankings. Mike Norvell's squad falling to number 16 this week. FSU faces Boston College live on Monday Night Football, 5:30 on News Radio 92.3.
And again, in just over 10 minutes, we will be giving you a pair of tickets. We're giving those away. We do have
choice
a trivia question.
Choice tickets.
Yes, it's a nice pair of tickets for the Florida State-Boston College game. And again, at around 5:30, we're doing that. We have been doing trivia so far. That's been our means of delivery here for these tickets. So we got a trivia question. It's Chris, I haven't even told you what the trivia question is yet. I'll run it by you when we go to break. I think it's a pretty good one.
Okay.
But we'll ask people that first person to get it right, or at least the first person to look it up and get the answer incorrectly. And they will win the tickets. I got to tell you, though, man, if we see Florida State lose to Boston College on Monday, we're going to have trouble giving away these tickets this season.
No. I don't see that at all.
People want to see the redemption game right now. If there's no redeeming to be done, Florida State, wow. We're just going to have tickets piling up in that corner.
Listen to doom and gloom over here.
I know how if all sports fans were like me, that's how it'd be for me, probably.
Okay, you do a podcast, a sports podcast.
Yes, I do.
You made a prediction for the Boston College game, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Do you kind of let that out?
Well, I'm going to say this. This is just a bit of a shameless plug here.
Okay.
The name of the podcast, you can find it on ESPN Pensacola. That's our sister station on the website. The College Try podcast is what it's called, with Austin Price, of course. And the current schedule we're shooting for is doing it every Tuesday night, but it's a weekly podcast about college football stuff. Yes.
Nice.
Figured I'd promote it while I had the chance.
Absolutely.
So thank you for giving me
platform.
That opportunity.
Nice platform.
Yes, absolutely. No, but I am optimistic about this Florida State game. I think it's going to be 35-13. That's the score prediction I gave. I think Florida State's going to handle the Eagles on Monday.
Is there any madness to the rumor that these tickets are so good that Coach Norvell might ask you to pass the Gatorade?
Could
you say that? Maybe.
At the very least, if Florida State does bad enough, you may be within reach of pelting him in the head with a Gatorade, if you have one on you. I wouldn't recommend it, but, you know.
How are they managing those tickets over at Doak Campbell? I mean, not tickets, but seats, because, you know, they eliminated about 20,000 seats
right
in the stadium for their rebuild.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm interested to see how the home crowd shows out, because
yeah.
I don't know what the format's going to be.
Packed.
I'm sure it's going to be a good crowd, though, because, as I said, they know that this is not the end of their season, and they're looking for redemption here. 520 on the nose here.
I'm feeling good about it
myself. Oh, for sure. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got some more headlines for you, of course, but remember, I'll say it one more time, 5:30, right before the Fox News break, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to the Florida State-Boston College game this Labor Day Monday, so stay tuned for that and much more. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
What does it mean to be more than conquerors? Romans 8:37 says that in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Notice the word in all these things. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, peril, nakedness, and sword. Most of us feel like a conqueror before we get to the time of tribulation, not in those times. Or we feel like a conqueror after we get through a time of distress. Yet the text says in all these things. And the key phrase is through him that loved us. If you know the love of God through Jesus Christ, no circumstance of life can separate you from that love. Therefore, you can walk through this old world with a spiritual swagger and be fully persuaded that we are more than conquerors through him that loved us.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4. If you're listening, whoa.
Sing it back, whoa. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And we're getting a bit of an early start on it, not only because it's convenient for timing, but also there's a lot to cover. So we did have confirmation of an accident on Blue Angel Parkway. If you were traveling northbound towards Highway 98, we do have some heavy backups there still. And we got even worse looking backups on Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Beyond that, it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, Gulf Breeze Parkway still dealing with some backups if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway slowly but surely has that congestion breaking up if you're traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach heading in the direction of Highway 87. Your last major spot's going to be two spots on Highway 90. One, if you're traveling eastbound just passing Avalon Boulevard heading towards Glover Lane, and two, if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's WEAR's Alan Strom. As always, Alan, what's going on, my man?
We'll continue to see a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm as we head right on into Friday, as well as into the Labor Day holiday weekend. Each day, the rain chance is really around 40%. Not all day rain, just a chance for a shower or storm to pop up. Warm and humid, too, with highs mainly in the low 90s. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
2005, what happened today? Hurricane Katrina. That's the reason I'm in Pensacola right now.
Yeah.
I was an anchor over at CNN for 9.5 years, and we lost our bureau.
Right.
And they closed it down, and within a matter of minutes, not only am I without a job because CNN shut down the bureau, I was out without two homes. I was homeless.
Yeah.
And then I moved, and I bought a house in Gulf Breeze sight unseen. My mom knew a lady that used to bowl with her in the Gulf Breeze Bowling League. And she says, well, my son was a lieutenant commander, and he got transferred in June, and his home's sitting blank. My mom says, do not put that for sale sign up out there.
Right.
I bought the house sight unseen.
Huh.
But I will never forget this day. And they're showing some B-rolls here on TV. And it's, for me, I really don't want to see it.
Right.
I went through it. It just brings back a lot of bad memories, losing a lot of good friends. But today, 2005 Hurricane Katrina ripped through New Orleans.
Yeah, and you and I were talking about the Saints NFL film that they did, talking about the city and how it responded with the Saints, and how the Saints were basically like a symbol for the rebirth in New Orleans and all that. And I remember it was one guy, he was saying, he said, you know, it's a very emotional scene because they were talking about the Steve Gleason blocked punt, and they said, you know, it's those moments that it really makes you happy, but it also makes you sad because you think of what all you had to go through to get there.
I will tell you, it is a sad thing. And right. Real quick, I was talking to David Wayne, our morning news guy, earlier today, because we were talking about what happened in 2005 and the Katrina and all. I will tell you this. Coming to Pensacola, I had the luxury of having a home, a place to go, my two boys and myself in Gulf Breeze. And here it is. I go back to sign off the destruction. It happened around the Thanksgiving time, and it was at the St. Bernard Parish Civic Center, where they had all the insurance companies staging their stuff. But the state required you to sign a waiver allowing them to destroy your property, to take it down.
Right.
Okay, so here I am. I'm all clean, have shaven, you know, showered and feeling good, clean clothes. I pull up to the staging area, and they have the food tent there. And this is so sad. I saw my neighbors standing in the food line.
Right.
I never will forget that. And it was just such a sad day. So this is not a very, very pleasant day for me in terms of remembering Katrina.
Yeah, no, that's just all around a very upsetting situation, absolutely. But you know what? We will try to liven the spirits here with the final. And, well, we got a minute 40 here before we go to Fox News break. We've got a pair of tickets to give away to the FSU Boston College game here coming up on Labor Day Monday. Of course, FSU out for blood, looking for redemption. Boston College most likely just going to be a helpless victim here. But, Chris, I said I was going to run this by you before we came back from break, and I lied. I never did that. But here's my trivia question.
Oh, okay.
Bobby Bowden took over the FSU program, and he made them winners, of course. He's the face of the program. What year did he take over at Florida State as their head coach? That's the question.
That's a great one.
Yeah. So 850-437-1620. Text in.
Yeah, yeah.
Do not call.
Already called.
For crying out loud. Do not call. Text in. We just saw a call pop up. Yeah. And did right as I yelled, don't call, I just see the light go off. So they were listening. Text in 850-437-1620. Text
they're
in.
Still doing it.
Yes, I know. Text in to 850-437-1620, the first year of Bobby Bowden's tenure at Florida State. And we do have a winner already. Don't have their information, of course. I'll have to get it. But I do see that we do have a winning texter here. So we will get in touch with them shortly. But yes, all right. So that was today's question. Man, I don't know. First of all, I don't know if we're giving away tickets this week after today. Let me check.
Doing it all season.
I know we're doing it all season, but we've already given away several pairs this week. It doesn't look like we're giving away any more tickets this week. It looks like we're giving away our last pair right now. So the texter that I get in touch with at the Fox News break, they'll be our last winner.
And this is for the BC game.
Yes, for the Boston College game on Labor Day Monday, and it starts 6:30 Central, but 7:30 Eastern time. That's when the game kicks off. So be on the listen out for that. Not only that, but if you're not going to the game, you can listen to it right here.
Did you see all the people in Ireland trying to do the chop? They were looking at some of the FSU.
Said, bless their hearts, they were giving it their all
over there. What is this thing with their arm going on?
There's a culture to it. If you're not from Tally, you don't get it.
Hey, listen, one thing I can tell you, I am a Knowles fan.
I'm Jack Callahan, Vice President Harris, giving her first interview of the presidential campaign, telling CNN.
The most important and most significant aspect of my policy perspective and decisions is my values have not changed.
But her positions on several key issues appear to have evolved from previous public statements. That interview airs tonight. Former President Trump telling steelworkers at a plant in Michigan today,
"This election is not a choice between Democrats and Republicans. It's a choice between communism and freedom. That's what it's about."
He'll speak later today in Wisconsin. The UN's nuclear watchdog agency says Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. The World Health Organization says a series of three-day pauses in the fighting in Gaza will permit them to vaccinate 640,000 children against polio. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Has the years-long athleisure trend run its course? That's what some investors may be wondering after Lululemon, after today's closing bell, reported weaker-than-expected second-quarter earnings and disappointing same-store sales growth. The yoga wear maker and retailer also slashed its full-year forecast. Now, Lululemon shares initially declined on the news, but they are now moving higher. Also reporting after the Thursday close, Ulta Beauty said its second quarter comparable store sales declined and it trimmed its forecast for both full year revenue and comparable sales. In response, shares of Ulta are sliding 7% in after hours trading. In Wall Street's regular Thursday action, the broader market lagged, but the Dow Jones Industrials notched a third fresh closing high this week. That blue chip index rising more than 240 points to finish above 41,300 for the first time. U.S. oil futures rebounded, October crude rising 1.9% to $75.91 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
And welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Jacoby Brissett has been named the Patriots' weak starter for their game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Even though Jacoby won the job, it's impossible to not think that Drake May was the better QB. May will eventually see the field this season, as he's ready, but the reason he isn't starting is because the Patriots aren't ready around him, with the terrible offensive line and many unknowns at the wide receiver position, and that's why Jacoby will get thrown to the Wolves early. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
O'Reilly.
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
You hear more and more about identity theft in the news every day. That's because so much of your personal info is out of your control, like your insurance provider that has your social security number and your favorite retailer that has your payment details. If they get breached, your information's vulnerable. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code PLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
News Radio 92.3, working for you. Informative.
Vic Scott running away with it. 87% of the vote at this point. Matt Gaetz running
local.
Away. Hey, Vicki Campbell, how you doing? Popping the champagne at this point or what?
Yes, sir. We sure are.
Dependable.
We actually have some big numbers coming in right away, don't we, sir?
Surprising numbers.
Up to the minute, down to the wire.
Board of County Commissioners, District 1, Steve Stroberger beating Jeff Burgos.
Election coverage that's informative, local, dependable. News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. Congrats to Justin from Pensacola, by the way. He won today's pair of Florida State-Boston College tickets. But, of course, you can tune into that game if you can't make the if you didn't win the tickets, it's all right. You can tune in starting at 6:30 on Monday night on right here on News Radio 92.3. Looking at the roads and weather very quickly here. Still got some backups on Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. And also if you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Palafox Street. The last major spot in Pensacola is going to be Highway 29. If you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, got some heavy issues there. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Highway 90 with a little bit of issues if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees in Pensacola right now. Excuse me. Let's see. Tonight's low is going to be 77 with about a 30% chance of showers. And tomorrow, your high is going to be 89 with a 50% chance of rain. And tomorrow's low, 77. All right.
It's not so bad. One of the busiest guys in Escambia County has to be my good friend Chip Simmons. Of course, Sheriff of Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chip, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good, Chris. How you doing?
Listen, I appreciate your time. I know you're real busy. I wanted to kind of touch base with you real quickly this afternoon to discuss the safety measures that you guys are now putting in place at the weekend's high school football games. What a crazy weekend last weekend.
Well, I mean, as everyone's kind of heard, we had a few fights after the Pump Forest game. Some of those were like pre-fights where our sheriff's deputies that were there or the school staff, you know, they broke it up before it could really start anything. But what happened was as we shuffled them out, a couple of them stopped on Longleaf and got into fights. And we've been investigating that for the last couple of days. We will do some affidavits and some of those that didn't heed our warnings and continued to fight even after we tried to break it up. So we're doing that. But honestly, we've had great communication with the school district, and we always our school resource officers and the various principals and athletic directors have conversations every week. You know, we evaluate what the crowd may be like, what the weather may be like. You know, if there might be some intelligence on some potential fights or retaliation for some other events that go on. So we've had those conversations, and we continue to have those conversations for tomorrow night's games. And yeah, well, we'll probably have a couple of extra deputies. We normally don't talk about, you know, whether I have some plainclothes deputies in the area or whether I have, some hidden cameras and this sort of thing. But we have discussed that. We will have a few extra deputies at the Pump Force game. We'll also have our cameras, our portable, what I call it, a camera tower. We'll have two of those at the game as well. And again, just monitor and continue to address as the needs arise.
Boy, that camera technology sure has come into play, hasn't it?
Oh, you know, we put it out about a year or so ago. We really committed to this real-time crime strategy, and it integrates the cameras that are out in the Department of Transportation cameras, and we continue to add cameras to that system itself. And part of that was I purchased with some of our sheriff's office dollars three of these telescoping camera systems where we run a trailer. So we pull them. We use them during Blue Angel Week. We use them during the 4th of July. And our plan is to use them during large crowds. And each tower has four high-quality cameras on it that we can monitor from a real-time crime center, and we can record if need be.
Sheriff, I had a chance to sit down and talk to Kyle Kinzer. He's, of course, the safety director over at Escambia County Public Schools today, talking about the involvement in those fights. Are these the students of that school having these fights, or are these outsiders?
Well, I mean, it's hard to know. It's hard to exactly say this particular fight was an insider, outsider. I would say that they are locals. It's typically we don't have a large crowd coming from, outside the city into there, when they have the games that are in our county. So that they're locals. I think that what you see, though, is that if one school may be going out of town for a game, and those people that go to that game or the fans of that game, they're looking around, and rightfully so. They're looking for a game to go and enjoy. And this was a big game at time four. So a lot of them found their way over there. Again, there's various reasons for them fighting.
Safety, Chip, has been a top concern. In fact, our phones have been blowing up over here, people texting in about the safety, asking, is the game's going to be safe this year? And needless to say, what would you say to a parent of someone going to a school that's having a football game? What kind of advice would you give to them?
Well, I mean, you always want to be aware of your surroundings, whether you're going to a game or you're going shopping or going to the mall. Fights have been taking place at high school football games since I was in elementary school. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that that's any different. Obviously, we have had some people that were inclined to use weapons at times, not at high school games, but in our community. And we're probably we have more deputies than we've ever had in the streets of Escambia County. We have more technology, more cameras, more intelligence capabilities, whether it's internal to the sheriff's office during our communications with the school district. I think the communication's never been better. The cooperation's never been better. The technology's never been better. And the sheer number of deputies that we commit to the safety of those that are watching the game has never been higher. So I enjoy going to high school football games, and I would take my family there.
Okay, Chip Simmons, Escambia County Sheriff, thank you for your time this afternoon, and I'm going to leave you with this. You be safe out there, right?
You bet. Y'all take care.
Okay, Chip Simmons, always appreciating his a few minutes. He's a busy guy. Yeah. To squeeze us in like that.
Being the sheriff of a county? I don't doubt it.
We appreciate it. Absolutely across the board. Do we have time? I wanted to do this. We were talking about football games in the list here. Can I give you a rundown real quick of SEC games coming up on Saturday?
Absolutely.
Western Kentucky at Alabama. It's Alabama A&M at Auburn. Miami at Florida. That's going to be a game. That's going to be a great game. Also, Georgia, Clemson, they'll play that one in Atlanta. Southern Miss at Kentucky, Furman at Ole Miss. Eastern Kentucky at Mississippi State, Murray State at Missouri, Temple at Oklahoma, Old Dominion, South Carolina, UT, Chattanooga at Tennessee, Colorado State at Texas, Notre Dame at Texas A&M, Virginia Tech at Vandy. And then that game on Sunday, LSU taking on USC in Las Vegas.
You know, funny story. I was talking to John Pickens today, and of course, you may know him from Cat Country, or more recently, you may know him from he produces the show with Andrew McKay in the mornings on Pensacola Morning News. Well, I was talking to John because he's an Ole Miss alum, very proud of it. And I told him, if y'all lose to Furman this weekend, I will harass you until you need to seek new employment. I said, I will never let you live it down, my friend.
I'm sure that made his day.
y'all better not lose to the Paladins is what I think their name is. Either way, 5:45, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see what we got. We do have some backup still on Highway 90. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Also got some severe congestion on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Highway 29 if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. The last major spot is going to be Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of those few spots, there shouldn't be too much holding you up for much longer. This should be around the time that we are getting near where our traffic starts to break up every evening. As for the weather, we got WEAR's Alan Strum. What's going on, man?
We'll continue to see a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm as we head right on into Friday, as well as into the Labor Day holiday weekend. Each day, the rain chance is really around 40%. Not all day rain, just a chance for a shower or storm to pop up. Warm and humid, too, with highs mainly in the low 90s. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
No tropical development to talk about. Out in the Gulf, we're watching that one storm out in the Atlantic, way out in the Atlantic, 10 days away from when it passes over the Bahamas.
Right.
It'll make it kind of doing that right turn and head up the east coast of the U.S. east coast. So that's not going to be the problem for us. And so we're looking pretty good for the next few days. Just right. Kind of throwing that out there for you.
And, you know, having law enforcement on just a few minutes ago, I probably should have said this sooner, but I'll say it now since Chip Simmons was somewhat of a segue. He's the Escambia County Sheriff's Department, but Pensacola Police, they're also in this county, and they also watch the law. They are out with a reminder to watch your speed on the 3 Mile Bridge. I feel like this is personally targeted at me. Pensacola Police Public Information Officer Greg Gordon says that they understand that people are in a hurry, but they need to slow down nonetheless, enjoy the view, and be safe. PPD has previously said that they use unmarked vehicles for traffic enforcement on the bridge, so you'll never know they're there until it's too late.
Well, here's what they do. They get on the hump, and they get on the bottom of the hump.
Right.
But the either GB PD or PPD, they're in the left lane, the far left side of the bridge, not on the right side. So you're not expecting them on that side.
Right.
Do me a favor. Don't do over 50 on the bridge.
Really?
Oh, no. They're clamping down. It's they're being very firm about this. Here's the situation. 35 miles per hour on the transition lanes going up and down. That's the off and on lanes is what I'm talking about. 35. Mm. Do that one. 45 to 50 across the bridge. I know it's 45, but they'll fudge you. They'll give you 5.
Yeah.
But they are clamping down. I'll tell you that right. But, you know, Gulf Breeze has always been a stickler for speeders.
Right. And that's the thing. I'm just... This is a good day for me to report that I'm rarely on 3 Mile Bridge.
Since starting about a week and a half ago here, my times have changed, and
really?
The time being on air. So my route, because I live in Gulf Breeze, I shoot Garcon. I don't even go through proper anymore. Mm. Stay away from it.
I also wanted to touch on this because I think this is pretty interesting. Former President Trump signaling that he will vote against Florida's abortion ban. In an interview with the Daily Mail, Trump said that he wants more than the 6 weeks that the current ban includes. Florida residents will vote on a referendum that would abolish the state's ban on abortion after 6 weeks and replace it with one that includes a 24-week limit. Trump told the Daily Mail that he thinks 6 weeks is a mistake and it should be more. Florida's current abortion law is one of the most restrictive in the nation, and Trump added that he is in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. I gotta tell you, this is something that I think is very important for Trump to ride on. Because I feel like if he were to take a stance like that, it'd be all the more popular. Because one of the biggest discussion topics right now is abortion and how Republicans no to abortion. Well, Trump's running for president. If he's saying, hey, listen, I don't agree with all this restrictive stuff, but I am saying, you know, there are objective grounds for abortion and there are some that I think are not. If he just said that, people would disagree. Sure, that's politics. But I feel like it would be something that a lot of more people would be able to reason with him on. That's been a thing with him for a while. He's not as restrictive on the whole abortion thing that all Republicans are lumped into.
Have you noticed he's really mellowed out somewhat since that incident in Butler, Pennsylvania?
Really?
He really has. He's not that he's less quiet. I mean, you know, he's no. still kind of wrapping
he's
up.
Still, yeah, he's still sharing his thoughts.
I wanted to add this a few minutes ago when I was talking about the storms and all. Don't forget, just a few days remaining in Florida's disaster preparedness tax holiday underway now through next Friday. You can save money on items you need during a storm. Then beginning on Sunday, continuing through September 7th, you can get some pretty darn good deals on tool purchases during the tool time tax holiday. There's a couple of items there that can save you some bucks.
Absolutely.
This going into September.
550 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll give you just one last rundown of things happening in your world today during this Hour 2 edition of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Navarre Farmers Market, Combs of Honey, is Saturday from 10 till 2 at the corner of 87 and Segura. Explore and enjoy the wide range of products. GetRelaxing.com for more. The Greater Pensacola Commissioning Committee is proud to welcome the USS Richard McCool to NAS. Take a free tour next Monday through Wednesday afternoons. Get info at PensacolaNavyLeague.org. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Brothers got room to talk. Messing around on the block.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Bit of a mellow bumper song for you there to ease you in from hour two into hour three.
Okay, what was the winner's name for that? Those tickets to FSU Boston College?
Justin from Pensacola.
All right. Justin, congratulations, 06.
Congrats, my friend.
The last two numbers of the zip, you know, 32506.
Yeah, there you go. All righty, let's see. 553 here. Before we get our last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour, actually had another drop-in from Andrew McKay, who is, of course, on the USS McCool. He was there with Mel McRae. A lot of mix in this. USS McCool, Mel McRae, look at that. Either way, that was a stupid conversation starter. Andrew, what's going on, my man?
Yeah, so we're up here on the forecastle, the front of the ship, watching the crew bring up the anchor from a depth of, I'm just purely guessing, maybe 150 feet. And it's an excruciatingly slow procedure. Break on, break off, break on, break off, letting the rotating cog wheel, essentially, that pulls the chain one link at a time. They had to release these incredibly sturdy braking systems, and it's kind of a dangerous thing. I mean, they have a safety officer right in front here just in case something goes wrong, and then they have to reestablish those physical clamps in case the rest of the system breaks. Took about maybe 18 minutes so far to bring the anchor up, but we are now officially underway, turning around to head towards Pensacola from Panama City. Andrew McKay for News Radio 92.3 on board the USS McCool.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're going to hear him a lot. He's doing his show from that ship tomorrow morning. I encourage you to check out Andrew tomorrow morning. That's going to be an interesting show.
Absolutely. And his Friday slate is typically loaded anyway. So, yeah, that is going to be, if I had to guess, that's going to be one hectic Friday morning.
I'll be a listener.
For Andrew McKay, Pensacola Morning News tomorrow. All right, just about 5:55 here. We will get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour. As I said, we typically see the traffic start to die down at around this time. That is what we're seeing now. Just a couple spots still giving us issues. I-10, if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, is still backed up. Same with Burgess Road traveling westbound towards Palafox. And Highway 29, that's Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound heading towards 10 Mile Road. Outside of that, Navarre Parkway is looking clear, Gulf Breeze Parkway as well. Highway 90, that's the only other spot that's going to give you problems, just with a little bit of congestion if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, we've got WEAR's chief meteorologist, Alan Strum. Alan, what's the scene, my man?
We'll continue to see a chance for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm as we head right on into Friday, as well as into the Labor Day holiday weekend. Each day, the rain chance is really around 40%. Not all day rain, just a chance for a shower or storm to pop up. Warm and humid, too, with highs mainly in the low 90s. Overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning, WEAR News Weather Forecast.
I love those 70s, Durant. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Not the kind of weather you want to open up your window, though.
No. We ain't at that point yet. We won't be at that point until, like, January.
For at least 3 days in January, yeah. Then the heat comes back.
Yeah, when you got your windows down, windows up, rather, looking at, fireworks on New Year's Eve, you can just keep them up, right?
I think the last time I ever I slept with my windows open is when I was living in Denver. Mm. They don't have bugs at nighttime. Yeah. That's a great thing.
They're probably dying off because of the harsh winds.
All right. You thinking about buying or selling a home? Here's a translation for you. Here's today's mortgage numbers. Wanted to kind of work them out for you, let you know what's going on, especially if you are buying a home or possibly selling a home. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed rates remaining well below 7%. Average 30-year rate, 6.37%. That 15-year rate, 5.92%.
Excellent. All right. Also wanted to touch on this. The Justice Department says that the FBI still fails to properly investigate some suspected child sexual abuse cases and does not report allegations to state agencies. The new DOJ report highlighted continued errors even after the conviction of former USA Gymnastics physician Larry Nassar 3 years ago. After hearings on the botched Nassar investigation, the FBI promised that it would make reforms. Well, apparently not very good ones. I mean, my goodness.
We're going to jump on the line here. Let me give you kind of a programming tease for you. Coming up next week,
right?
Probably Tuesday or Wednesday, we're going to get the folks from UWF on the air with us. And we'll talk to Brian from the athletic department.
Wow.
Of course, why am I doing this? UWF opening up a season opener Thursday against McKendree over at Penn Air Field on the UWF campus. UWF debuts number 12 in the 2024 AFCA Division II preseason coaches poll. Argos among three Gulf South Conference teams. Valdosta State number 7, Delta State number 18. And here's the most important thing. Catch News Radio 92's live coverage beginning 6 p.m. on Thursday.
Yes.
You going to be doing that game? Or?
I'm going to be running the board.
Okay. But you're part of the broadcast team.
But it should be Will Kennedy, who's the voice of the Argos.
He's great. Will is great.
That's the voice we should have, that you should be hearing, whether it be at 5:30 where he does his pregame coverage or at 6 o'clock when the game actually kicks. But, yes, that is next Thursday on News Radio 92.3. Also wanted to touch on this. Foo Fighters. Mentioned them last week.
Yeah.
They were not happy campers about Trump using their music. Right. Well, someone else has joined the club. ABBA. The latest band to demand that Trump stop using their music in his campaign.
Oh, please.
The Swedish pop group's record label said that they have requested Trump to not play their music or videos at his campaign rallies. This comes after ABBA songs Dancing Queen, Money, 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 and The Winner Takes It All were played at a Trump rally held in Minnesota last month.
They should be proud that they're exposing that catalog of theirs.
Why are they talking about it? Like, I don't really care, you know, how you feel about it, but, like, a month later?
Why are we worried about a Swedish band?
Well, I mean, it's the pinnacle of Swedish bands.
May I add this about ABBA, okay? At the time of their pinnacle, when they were the hottest out there,
yeah.
The gross national product of what they really were creating was most, even above third world nations, they were pulling in that much money.
Wow.
And they want to complain about their music being played at a rally.
Yeah, I don't know if it's too much to dig into, but it's nonetheless, they were vocal about it, so why can't we? Yeah, just about 6 o'clock here, hour number 3 of Pensacola right now coming up. But up next, first, WEAR Top of Hour News.
Name one ABBA song.
Dancing Queen.